You are the Messiah, Peter tells Jesus in this Sunday's gospel. But Peter was never expecting a Messiah would have to suffer and die. What about our expectations? Are we making Peter's mistake? How do we take up our cross and follow our Lord, losing our lives in order to save them? That's up next on Breaking the Bread. In this week's gospel, we reach a pivotal moment in our walk with the Lord. After weeks of listening to his words and witnessing his deeds, along with the disciples, we're asked to decide who Jesus truly is. Peter answers for them and for us as well when he declares, "You are the Messiah." Many expected the Messiah to be a miracle worker who would vanquish Israel's foes and restore the political kingdom of David. Jesus this week reveals a different portrait. He calls himself the Son of Man, evoking the royal figure that the prophet Daniel saw in his heavenly visions. But Jesus' kingship is not to be of this world, a political kingdom, and the path to his throne, as he reveals, is by way of suffering and death. Jesus identifies the Messiah with the suffering servant that Isaiah foretells in this Sunday's first reading. The words of Isaiah's servant are Jesus' words, as he gives himself to be shamed and beaten, trusting that God will be his help. We hear our Lord's voice again in the psalm for this week, as he gives thanks that God has freed him from the cords of death. As Jesus tells us, to believe that he is the Messiah is to follow his way of self-denial, losing our lives to save them in order to rise with him to new life. Our faith, we hear again in this week's epistle, must express itself in works of love. Notice that Jesus questions the apostles along the way. They are on the way to Jerusalem, where the Lord will lay down his life. We too are on a journey with the Lord. We must take up our cross each day, giving to others and enduring all of our trials for his sake and for the sake of the gospel. Our lives must be an offering of thanksgiving for the new life he has given us, until that day when we reach our destination and walk before the Lord in the land of the living. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.